When Donald Trump was running for president, he campaigned as a populist. In places like Iowa, he attacked Wall Street. He said he would not let it get away with murder and that it had caused tremendous problems. Now, multiple news outlets are reporting that Wall Street financier Steve Mnuchin is Donald Trump's pick for Treasury Secretary. Mnuchin's resume includes a stint as chairman and CEO of a California bank that has been called a foreclosure machine. NPR's John Idsty reports.
Steve Mnuchin spent 17 years at Goldman Sachs, ultimately as a partner, and more recently he's headed a privately owned hedge fund, Dune Capital Management. Last April, he became Trump's chief fundraiser, and now he's a member of the president-elect's transition team. But during the depths of the financial crisis, Mnuchin was working to make profits from the ruins of the housing bust. In 2009, he put together a group of billionaire investors and bought a failed California-based bank, IndyMac. It had been taken over by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation after its sketchy mortgage loans went bad. Mnuchin and his partners bought IndyMac on the condition that the FDIC agree to pay future losses above a certain threshold. They renamed the bank One West, and after running it for 6 years, they sold it last year for a nice profit, estimated at close to $1.5 billion. Kevin Stein of the California Reinvestment Coalition, a housing advocacy group, says that profit was made on the backs of suffering California homeowners.
In essence, what they did is they bought a foreclosure machine.
Stein says One West foreclosed on more than 36,000 homeowners under Mnuchin. And during that time, the FDIC made payments to the bank totaling more than $1 billion.
These are payments that are going to the billionaire investors of One West Bank to cover the cost of foreclosing on, you know, working class, everyday American folks, many of them in California.
Including 86-year-old Rex Schaefer and his wife, Rose, who lost their home in a One West foreclosure.
It was a disaster dealing with those people.
After nearly 50 years in their home in La Puente, California, the Schaefers took an equity loan but struggled to make the payments. They say they qualified 3 times for a government-assisted modification, but One West failed to modify the loan.
We have a different person every time we called in, and it's a different story.
Facing threats that their home would be auctioned off, the Schaefers finally got through to a One West vice president.
And he says, I'm going to get you a 60-day extension on the sale date so we can work this thing out. Well, that was on February 17th, 2011, and on February 18th, the house was auctioned off. We didn't even know it. We didn't have the faintest idea.
They voted for Donald Trump, but Rose Schaefer says they're praying he doesn't choose Mnuchin as his Treasury Secretary.
If he can't run his own little bank, how can you handle a large thing for the United States?
Millions of Americans were foreclosed on after the financial crisis. Some were duped by realtors and bankers. Others took imprudent risks. It is important to note that Steve Mnuchin and his partners bought a bank from the government that was already in trouble because of bad loans. But Kevin Stein argues Donald Trump's message was that his presidency would rescue working families in the forgotten middle class. He says Mnuchin's actions run counter to that message.
Mr. Mnuchin oversaw a bank that created difficulties and financial ruin for tens of thousands of families.
Stein and his organization have also charged that under Mnuchin, One West illegally avoided serving minority communities in California. Despite repeated requests for comment, Mnuchin did not provide a response. John Idsty, NPR News, Washington.